again, everybody. This is Kevin Abergel with the Digital Embellishment Show. We are thrilled to have a special guest, a very good friend of mine, somebody who I've known for quite a while in the industry and somebody I've always admired and respected, is my good friend Dino Pagliarello, the VP of Management and Production Print at Sharp Electronics. Dino, how you doing?
Pretty good, Kevin. Great to see you.
Oh, man, it's good to see you, too. So, hey, congratulations, I guess, on the big move. How's that been going for you?
Oh, man, it's been excellent. I've having a lot of fun. I got to tell you, I've had more fun in the past 6 months than I've had in a very long time. a lot of new things, a lot of new things to learn, a lot of new people, new company, new exciting products and initiatives, a lot of new. So it's all great and exciting and keeping me running. So it's been a good time so far.
Man, I got to tell you, Sharp got so lucky that they're able to bring you on board. And I think, like, you guys are in a really fun position because you are now approaching a new market and you're kind of leading the charge. You're the tip of the spear there. For those of us who don't know, what exactly is Sharp doing in production right now?
Yeah, so Sharp is moving into a new category of print. And, you know, one of the things that's great about the category, production print, is that it's a growing space, right? So, you know, with the office environment, with the decline of pages, we're seeing an opportunity here to grow the overall pages for the company, right? And production print allows us to do that pretty significantly when you start placing production devices out into the market. So it's an exciting time for the company. You know, a lot of effort and a lot of investment has gone into building out the program and investing in the product and in the people around it to support the overall structure for the program. So a lot going on as far as that. And, you know, the company is 110% engaged in making sure that we continue to do it, not for the short term, but for the long term.
That's great. And I think it's great that a company like Sharp, you know, people who make, you know, some of the best electronics I've ever owned, is getting into this space. So I'm kind of excited to see this new player. And I like that you're approaching it like from a very different way. And there's a reason you're on the Digital Embellishment Show, right? Mm-hmm. And Sharp is coming to market with, I mean, you guys are heavily invested in that specialty side of print. Can you tell us a little bit more? Because I think you're going to be kind of previewing some stuff at Printing United, but you're not just coming out with regular old CMYK, right?
And that's the beauty of what we're bringing to the table. It's not just CMYK, it's embellishment type products, right? We're not talking about your typical print. We're talking about what can be done to make our customers profitable and give them an edge on when it comes to print. Because at the end of the day, you know, just CMYK could be a race to the bottom if you're not careful, right? So you have to figure out ways to make yourself profitable, differentiate yourself. And I think that is important. On top of that, it's about the partnerships that we make in order to add the value to the overall offering, right? You can offer a device, but unless you add things to that and apply the appropriate information and understanding of how to really drive that, that's when you have a real opportunity. And, you know, we really are putting a lot of investment in the partnerships that we have in order to drive that message.
I think it's beautiful. A lot of people, I think that's one of the big challenges when you're, and you have experience in digital embellishments, right? I mean, you spent the past 10 years with your feet in digital embellishments. I mean, we kind of started up that program together, you and I, back in the day. And man, we had a lot of fun bringing that to the US. And I think it's important that, you know, people know that you've learned a lot of lessons going through that, and that you're approaching it in a very different way, where you realize just, you know, selling equipment is maybe half of the equation. The other half is, you know, what do you do with that stuff, right?
Right. And, you know, my approach is to start with the profit discussion in mind and to start with the top, right? Instead of working your way up to, here's how much profit I can make if I did something different.
Right.
It's starting with, hey, this is what I should be doing on a daily basis, right? Things that, you know, differentiate you with, you know, with the foils and the varnish that we're talking about, and things, at least these types of samples in the near future at the show. You know, those are the types of things that catch people's eye, and those are the types of things that differentiate you, right? So it's really about creativity and how you can do better for your clients and ultimately for your company.
Yeah, and there's this movement now around embellishments. We're feeling it, we're seeing it. It's exploding. You guys are coming on the scene at the right moment. And I don't want to give out too much away from kind of what you're going to do at Printing United, but I don't know, can I kind of talk about the 1-2 punch that you're going to have on that show, or if you want to talk about it? Sure. You have toner and inkjet that works, I would say, more than beautifully together when combined. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's going to be at Printing United?
Yeah, so at the show, we're going to spend a lot of time educating people about that combination, right? It's not about the engine platform itself. It's about the workflow. It's about the tools. It's about the partnerships and everything that comes together to offer that total solution to the customer so that they can differentiate themselves. So we're going to have speaking sessions throughout the day, each of the days at the show, that tie all that together really nicely, and then follow up promotional activities in order to tie that together as well for the show specifically. And the idea is to educate people as they come over to understand, you know, why would I want to combine these technologies, right? And what is the best combination? Because, you know, maybe people aren't aware of the embellishment inkjet part that can really tie into nicely a 5th, 5th, and 6th color engine platform for the best output possible. Right?
Oh, dear. Whether it's, I would say most people don't.
Or packaging or whatever it might be.
Right? Most people don't. And that's what I'm saying is you're approaching it. You go, you know, you look at that beyond, you know, you have spectacular 5th and 6th color capabilities, right? You have the metallics, you have the fluorescence, you have the combination of those together. It looks phenomenal. And then you have the inkjet side where you're doing raised and foil. People don't realize, like, if you mix those two together, kind of like what you were just showing us, I don't know if you want to hold that back up again, but by combining specialty toner and specialty inkjet, you can do materials that you can't do traditionally. You can do effects that you can't do traditionally. I mean, that's just, for me, that's a beautiful combo you guys are coming to market with. I think you're going to be very successful with it.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is it's not just about straight CMYK. It's about light packaging as well and how you can differentiate yourself. You know, this is just an example of a golf box that we've done, right?
Look at that.
Embellishment printed on our
Christmas
color engine. And you know, we'll be giving these away at the show as well, Sharp golf balls. So those of you that are golfers, come by and get you a free golf balls with the Sharp logo on it and the packaging that we printed it on. So you know, we're trying to be creative and showcase you know, what the products can do. And again, it's all about standing out, right? And, you know, on top of that, just a little side note. So one of the things that helps Sharp stand out is the AV differentiation that the organization has, right? The diversification the company has as far as DVLED walls and projectors and something we call active scene, which I'll keep quiet as far as what exactly that is until you see it at the show. But the idea is, you know, showcasing the AV technologies and really, you know, showing customers that we are in various areas of different businesses when it comes to tech. Mm-hmm. And print is one of those things, but we're showing it in a combined way at the show at Printing United. So it'll be fun.
And I could say I was at CES this year and I saw some of that technology there. It is mind blowing how cool it is. I nerded out when I found out you guys were on your booth. I was like, that's such a good idea, because all of a sudden you go from being a window to a you know, opaque conference room to an actually playing a video or giving a presentation. I mean, the things you can do with that technology, I think is going to be wide open in the future. So it's really, really cool stuff you guys are doing. And you have the touchscreen displays, which we're going to be using on our booth at Printing United. That is obviously made by Sharp, which is, you know, something that's impressive technology. So if people want to come see you, come see this new technology, all the new partnerships that you're announcing, where can they come see you at Printing United?
So we're going to be in booth C2490, and we're going to have a 50 by 70 foot booth, largest booth we've ever had at that show. We're going to showcase our 6-color engine platform, our new monochrome high-speed devices, our entry-level production color devices that can do full bleed output without anything being cut back or cut down.
Very cool.
And also some partnerships. So we'll have a Duplo device there, a Blockmatic device, and then, of course, some software partners, and as you may know. So, yeah, wink. So, yeah, we're excited about that. And I think that, again, what we're showcasing at the booth as far as partnerships are concerned are what we believe are some key partners that really add to the overall solution and the thought process that we're talking about here as far as, you know, simply put, having the right partner and the right product collectively.
Yeah. Well, Dino, I got to say, it's quite the statement that Sharp is making at the show. So it's a big booth. It's a big presence. You guys are coming in hot into the printing industry. You guys are coming hot into the digital embellishment industry. I think they've got the right guy leading it personally, based on my experience with you. I'm rooting for you and wish you a lot of success as you go out there, my friend.
Yeah, we're excited. We're taking the right steps to do it right. We want to make sure that, you know, we've got the right support structure in place. We want to make sure we instill the appropriate confidence in our customers, our dealers, that we're doing all the things that we need to do in order to support the business. It's not about just getting machines out there, but it's making sure that once they're there, you know, the customer is taken care of, and not only from a product perspective, but also support perspective. So, you know, doing it methodically, and, you know, it's like having a child. You know, we are, we birthed this business, and, you know, we're going to continue to support it and grow it and nurture it and continue to make it successful.
That's it. That's how you got to approach it. Just keep a close ear to your customers and you'll be fine. Dino, thank you very much for spending this time with us. We're looking forward to seeing you at the show, wishing you much success in your new adventure. And I will see you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.